Evening, everyone. Okay. Everybody get the copies? Seven pages altogether.
Seven?
Well, there were two pages of the Menchas Chinuch.
Right.
And there were two pages of Mishnayos.
Oh, right.
And then three pages of Midrashei Halacha. Okay, 9:15. I just want to review that we discussed the medrash that adds from es avicha ve es imecha, the vav and the eses, and the question the Minchas Chinuch dealt with is: are those additional points mitzvahs of themselves, separate mitzvah, whether it's a stepmother, a stepfather, or an older brother? Or are they connected to the Iker mitzvah itself, which is the connection to parents? My nafkamina. I'll give two examples. Gemara derives that from this extra S.
In New Jersey.
What? The S is a riboy to add, to include, not only you have to honor your father, you have to honor your stepfather. Right? If your parent is remarried, if they honor your stepmother. If your parent is remarried, you have to honor the spouse of your parent. Now, it stands to reason that after that parent passes away, that you don't have a Torah command. It's, of course, you should be courteous to everybody, and it stands to reason we should be courteous to someone who was once married to our parent. But it's not a biblical imperative that I have to honor my step parent after the parent that person was married to is no longer alive. Okay? Clear? So that I think is probably easy to understand. But how about the older brother? The Chinuch says in the bottom of the first paragraph, that is it possible that the mitzvah to honor an older brother is also subsidiary to the mitzvah to honor parents, right? As the Sifra Chinuch says, ki chein ritzonam, ki ritzonam bekach. Parents like it when their children get along, and it's only natural that a younger child should look up to an older child. So when that happens, it gives the parents nachas. So therefore, it's worthwhile to say that the mitzvah of kibud ach hagadol is subsidiary to kibud av ha'em, like kibud of a step parent. Everyone clear? I'll give an example of this. There's a discussion of whether the mitzvah to eat on the day before Yom Kippur is a din in Yom Kippur, or it's a separate mitzvah. Because everybody holds that it's a kiyum d'oraisa, that it's a drasha gemura, min ha-tshi'i ad-ha-asiri, min ha-erev ad-ha-erev, right? That it's a drasha gemura that we should treat the day before Yom Kippur with added sanctity. And there's a big nafkamina. There's a big nafkamina here whether the mitzvah of eating on Yom Kippur is connected to Yom Kippur or not for mitzvah sasesha as mangroma. Because if the din to eat on the Erev Yom Kippur is tied to fasting on Yom Kippur, then whoever has to fast on Yom Kippur, including women, has to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, whatever the reason is. But if it's a separate din, then maybe women are not chayav in the din of the ninth of Tishrei. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, time-bound mitzvah. I'll get back to time-bound mitzvah shortly.
But doesn't the chiyuv of kibud av ha'em continue even after their death?
So one might argue that the mitzvah of kibud av ha'em for the parent, the mother, and the father continues even after the death. That's true, even as long as I'm alive.
Right, but then wouldn't, but the extension for the brother, not the step parent, yeah, but the brother, continue as well?
One can make that argument. Okay. But then why not make that argument for the step parent also?
Because there's no connection any longer. to the parent, but the brother is still the, you both share the same set of parents.
Right, right.
And the parents would still want you to, you know.
The chinuch mentions that as a second possibility and actually concludes with that. B'chol inyan chayav b'chodah.
Also, I assume it reflects well on the parents, if, you know, when they're deceased, if the family continues in a harmonious and respectful manner.
This is the very, very end. He talks about these other relations. There's just dafka b'chayim, abo b'achiv ha-gadol, eino mevuar, al-karchach, b'chol inyan chayav b'chodah. So when it comes to step parents, so there's no relationship after the death of the parents. So there's no kibbutz, but for the older brother, he's still my older brother. And the svara you gave is very mistaber, that it serves the parents. The din of kibbutz abayim transcends the grave. It's as long as we're alive. Okay? All right, I'll give just one other example of where one mitzvah connects to another. According to some poskim, the mitzvah of zechiras amalek is tied into the mitzvah of mechias amalek. And therefore, kol od that we don't have the mitzvah to of mechias amalek, the mitzvah of zechiras amalek, what we call parsha zochar, is not a Torah law. Okay. And besides, according to we don't paskin this way because we do paskin it's a Torah law. Shulchan Aruch says. But there's another thing is that since women are not chayav in mechias amalek, it could be that even in the time of where we could do that mitzvah, women are never commanded in the positive command to remember Amalek. Because kol she'eino b'mechias Amalek, eino b'zechiras Amalek. Whether those two mitzvahs are intertwined as a big nafkamina. So too, is the mitzvah to honoring an older brother and a step-parent intertwined with the mitzvah to honor parents? And that's the debate that we're having right here. And as Howard just articulated. Okay, now I'd like to pursue the line of the Mishnah. You see, at page 3, Chinuch quotes this Mishnah. You see, Kol Mitzvos HaBen Al Ha'av. Everyone see it?
Yep.
When you see Al, it means incumbent on the father. The mitzvahs that have to be done to children that are incumbent on the father, Anashim Chayavin V'Nashim Peturos. Only men are obligated in those mitzvahs. What are those mitzvahs? A trade, to learn how to swim, Torah, to learn how to do the right thing to get married, give the child a bris, pidyon haben, right? These are things that the father has the mitzvah chiyuvis. He has a chiyuv to teach these things, to do these things for his son. The women may, of course, do those things and may, of course, want to be involved in those things, but they're not obligated. They would not be violating the Torah if they didn't do those things.
Rabbi, if the father is unable to, for whatever reason, does it fall on the mother?
Absolutely. Yeah, or possibly the Beis Din. I'm not saying the woman shouldn't do that. Of course, if a woman can teach her child how to swim. But what I'm just saying is that she's not obligated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it falls on the community if she doesn't do it. And then it falls on the kid.
I said the Beis Din, or the child himself. V'chol mitzvos ha'av al haben, the mitzvah to perform for parents that is incumbent on the child, echad anashim ve'echad nashim chayavim. It stands to reason that the mitzvahs that we have to do to our parents, there's no difference between a boy and a girl. Okay? Stop there for a moment because the Sifrei does not exactly agree with that. Okay? Can you turn with me to page 5? It says, you have the text here, Ish imo v'aviv tira'u. I underlined Ish and I underlined tira'u. There's shepsosai tishmoru. And on page 6, you have what's called the Sifra. Sifra, also known as Torah Kohanim, is Medrash Halacha to Vayikra. You read Gimel with me, you see that? Page 6. Ish. Ein li ela ish. Isha minayin. It says in the Torah, a man must fear his mother and his his father. Ish ein li ela ish. Isha minayin. How do I know that a woman also has to fear her her parents? Talmud lomar tira'u. So while ish might have excluded women, tira'u comes to include women. Harei kan shnayim. Okay, so the Medrash asks the obvious question. Why did the Torah bother to exclude women only to include them afterwards? What do you need with this whole tzaras? Just speak, give us the verb, like in the Ten Commandments, in the Seres Adibros, where it says, Kabeidah Savicha Vesimecha. I don't have to have any ish, women, men, everyone has to honor their parents. So why do you have to exclude women with the word ish, only to include them with the word tiro? That's the Medrash's question when it says, Imkein lama lamar ish. Ella, listen carefully to this answer. Ella sheha ish sipuk biado. Veha isha ein sipuka biada mipnei sheyesh rishus acherim aleha. Because a man has a greater opportunity to do what he has to do for his parents, because when it comes to a woman, she has other obligations. Now, the Medrash asks, what is the difference between kavod and yira? So I'm going to give you the parameters and try to make a generalization out of kavod and yira. Ready? The Medrash says, what is kavod? Ezehu kavod. It says, hamachnis, hamotzi, hamevi. Right? What is ezehu kavod? Ma'achil, mashke, feed them, give them to drink, malbish, you dress them, mechase, you cover them, machnis, you take them out, you bring them into the house, motzi, you take them out. Things that we associate with what our parents did for us when we were infants. And things we might associate what we might do for our parents when they're 95 years old. Right? Where we turn the clock back. And we do for them similar things that they did for us. We might buy a bed guard. We might get not a stroller, but a wheelchair. Right? Okay. I don't have to get too graphic, but a lot of the things that they did for us, now we can turn them around and do for them. That's called takaras hatov, right? So, and when it says ezo yira, what is yira? Don't contradict them. Don't sit in their seat. Don't yell back at them, right? Do you see a trend between kavod and yira? Kavod, feed them, give them to drink.
That's their physical needs.
Physical needs, okay. Can you divide between the two some other way?
And the other is
again, the era, don't contradict them. Don't sit in their
positive
seat.
And negative. Positive.
Correct. That's the Malbim. Malbim derive it. That the negative commands, the things we're not supposed to do, don't be disrespectful. You often think of kavod, you know, don't yell at them. That's how we represent yira. But kavod is are the positive things we do for them, right? Get them clothing. Okay. You see the chinuch paskins and the shulchan aruch paskins, that the expenditures for those things come from the parents. You don't have to expend yourself for your parents, unless you're phenomenally wealthy and they're broke. But if they have the money, all their expenses should come from them. Okay. Now, here is the bit of a chiddush here. Does our sifra, does our medrash contradict our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah said that the mitzvahs that are incumbent on children for their parents, boys and girls, are equal, which seems to imply that whatever we do for our parents is the same for sons and daughters. right? And yet, what we just read in the Sifra is that the Ish and the Tira'u comes to teach that when it comes to some mitzvahs to our parents, the female, the woman is exempt because yesh reshus acherim aleha. She has other obligations. In other words, every family has its own dynamic, of course. But if you have a family with two boys and two girls, right? And there's a call out, there's a family WhatsApp, and they say, quickly, daddy just ran out of his special cereal and he has no breakfast for tomorrow. Can someone please, who's going to get it? So the girls get to say, I'm sorry, I can't drop what I'm doing. Right? And the boys have to get it. What does it sound like? You see that women are exempt from kavod, from the positive things. They're certainly not exempt from the negative things. A woman can't say, oh, well, I'm about to go into labor, or I have to pick up the kids from school, or, I can't pick up this stuff. In other words, the halacha understands that a man is much more capable of dropping whatever he's doing in order to take care of the parents than the woman is. It's funny because the way our system is set up, we just assume, well, no, the man has a busy meeting going on and he can't leave just in his job in the middle of the day. It's the woman who can leave what she's doing. No, the halacha is set up exactly the opposite. And what major category of mitzvahs demonstrates this? The continuation of our Mishnah. You see, here is the contradiction. The Mishnah seems to say that men and women are exactly equal in the way they treat our parents, mm-hmm. the way they treat their parents. But the Sifra said no. The Sifra said, Ish imo v'aviv tirou, to teach that some things that a man has to do for his parents, women are exempt because they can't. Mitzvah saseh shezman grama. It's a big chiddush that kibud of aim. It's a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. That women are exempt if reshus acherim aleha.
But it's not really zman grama. I mean, kibud applies at all times, right? I mean, it's not.
Yes, but when we say reshus acherim aleha, that means that's the chiddush ishimov aviv tira'u. No woman gets to say, "Well, I have reshus acherim. You know, I have other obligations, so I can yell at my parents. I can contradict my parents. I can be disrespectful to them." You know what I'm saying? So it's the kibud mitzvahs that she is exempt from. When Rishus Acherim Aleha, you get it?
Yeah, but it connects with the Yira.
I know. So that's the Rabbit says that it's the two are conflated, and that's why Tira'u, and the Medrash is well aware of that. Tira'u comes to teach that you both have to do the mitzvahs of Yira, but you don't both have to do the mitzvah of Kavod. That's in singular, Kabeid.
What is Tira'u Nifal or? What verb form is that?
No, it's
not cow.
You shall.
But then what did they be tiru? What was it tirau? And why is it in the?
So
tiru would be to see. It's a different word, isn't it?
Tirau means have yira.
Right.
Shall, yeah. Okay,
that's it's Ra'o and Yaro, but I guess.
But it's not.
Be without the Yud, I guess, probably, but.
But you look at Unklus, it's.
Right, the Yud makes it Yira.
It doesn't translate exactly as Kal.
It's an imperative form.
You shall. Fear. Tahon dachalin implies be in a state of fear.
Right, but that's different than an active verb.
Yeah. Okay. All right. But Lemaisa, the as far as we're concerned, the Mishnah is sort of compensating for what it knows is a contradictory halacha, because boys and girls are not the same. Men and women are not the same when it comes to mitzvahs regarding the parents. They're not. Rishus Acherim Aleha, as the Sifra points out, and as the Gemara is about to point out itself.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is in Kabeir Esavicha V'Esimecha, we say that not, we don't have the carve out there. That's what this carve out applies to.
Yeah, so the things that the Gemara says, that the Medrash Halacha says is fulfilled with Kabeid, is only on one of them, singular, the men.
Right.
As opposed to Yira, which is, of course, incumbent on both. The woman, because it's a lo sase. Women have no exemption of lo sase, of time-bound lo sases. Right? Which is why Rebbe so cleverly got right into mitzvah saseh shezman grama right away, because he knows that there is an inyan to that we can elaborate on when it comes to time bound mitzvahs that might exempt women from the restrictions of the men. Okay, let's get back into the Sefer Chinuch. Put this back on page one. Okay. Right. Okay, so at first he says, just look at the top line on the second column, left side column. It says, Nira de kol hakavod shemechuyav la'aviv limo chayav gam kein be'ishim hanal. That whatever the Torah says to do for parents, whatever the Medrash Halacha says to do for kavod, mistama you have to do for those people too, including your older brother. Okay, meaning ma'afil, you know, all those things. Okay, so now look at the second paragraph. It says, "V'hine af deba'aviv v'imo chayav bichvodam." Howard, you said, we talked about this before. Even though when it comes to parents, the mitzvah is for your whole life, gam la'achar mosam, even after they die. Mikol makom nira pashut, de eishes aviv imesa obal imo shemes eno chayav bichvodam. We said that before.
Yeah.
What we said before is that when the parent dies, the question is, do we still have a chiyuv to honor the step parent? No, this paragraph is saying something different.
Even if the father is still alive?
If the father is alive and the step-parent died, there's no mitzvah to honor the step-parent.
Because you said, because there's no connection, but there still is a connection. If the father is dead also, then there's no connection. But if the father is still alive, it's still a connect, the same connection as when she was alive. No? Mm-hmm.
I think that the mitzvah to honor parents, as long as even after they die, is not an extension. It's just that you have the mitzvah. You never have a direct mitzvah to a step parent except through that extra vav with the s, because of the parent.
Right. So the parent is still there. That's what I'm saying. That's the point. And once the parent is still there, there's still whatever connection you had to the step parent is still.
I would say you're right, mistimas ha'achinuch, because he says la'achar mosam, right? After the even though you're honored, you have to honor your parents even after they die. It's a nira pashut the eishes aviv imesa, that if the stepmother dies, obalimo, or the stepfather. Shemes ain't no chayav bichvodam. Even shemesu ain't the aishas aviv. They died. They're no longer even so.
If you're talking about connection, then the connection is gone. if the father dies and the stepmother is still alive, then there's no connection.
No, but she can't be a stepmother. She's dead. That person doesn't exist anymore.
But if she's as much a stepmother, I mean, the same.
But after her death.
The connection through the father is still there. If you still have to respect, it's out of respect for your father that you're respecting the stepmother. So if the father's still alive, then the stepmother.
But I don't see it's in their lifetime.
No, but he's free to marry someone.
The father's first wife is your mother.
Right. Right. Well, so assuming
that woman, I get is still a mitzvah to that's your mother, b'tam your mother.
Right.
But I don't see it. I don't see it in the words of the chinuch here.
Yeah, but what is the father's now free to marry another woman? What are you going to do? Now have two stepmothers that you're going to be chayav, one for the dead one and the new live one?
I understand that every time a man is a father is married to whatever woman it might be, he could divorce her too.
Right. So there's no.
Right.
Right.
But by the same.
How can it? But then you end up having.
It's not.
The stepmother and the living one?
The step parent mitzvah is only if they're married to the one you have to honor.
So if either one dies, then you no longer have to do it.
Yeah, for the step parent, Ms. Tommy.
No, right. No, let's say it's a stepmother and the father dies. Is she still your stepmother?
We proved that last week. We proved that last week when Rebbe told his sons on Ksuvas Daf Kuf Daled, after I die, honor your stepmother, the woman.
But why? She's not. It's not a stepmother anymore.
No, he told them. The father can tell his son.
He had to tell them to honor the gatekeeper.
He told his son. He had to tell him because
right.
If he had not told him, they wouldn't have been hired.
They wouldn't have had to. Okay, so that proves that you don't have to unless
right.
Unless it's part of the Savar.
Right. That was the last one. Okay. All right. So okay, but then he says, "Achachiv hagadol chayav bichvodo la'achar malso gamkin." I think that you have to honor your brother, your older brother, even after he passes away. Says your older brother is like parents. You have to honor them for your whole lifetime. Do things that are honorable for them. Now listen to what he says. Gam im imo omeres lo hashkeni mayim. Ubaal imo omer hashkeni mayim. Now we had the case last week. The mother and the father both ask him at the same time, right? So you bring to the father first because the mother also has to mechabit the father. But what happens if the mother and your stepfather ask for water at the same time? Now she also has the mitzvah to mechabit the stepfather, but you only have the mitzvah of honoring the stepfather.
Because of the mother.
Because of your mother. So if your mother asks you for water and your father asks you for water, you give your father first. But if your mother asks for water, because she has to mechabit him. But if your mother asks for water and your stepfather asks for water, true, she has to mechabit him, but you give to your mother first.
You're less of a chiyuv.
Vadai, mechuyav, look inside, v'tein le'imo, after ba'aviv, mamash chayav, v'tein le'aviv. Because he and his mother have to give kavod to the father. But that's only his actual father. He has to honor his father from his standpoint. But in this case, avol kan ikur shechayev b'kibud ha'em, the ikur is to honor his mother. Right? The only reason why he has to honor this stepfather is through because of his mother. It's at Kibbutz. And Cain, he called them as Kibbutz, and she wrote Sebut. He wrote Sebut, Chola Kibbutz, who mach masah. Whatever kavod he has to give to him is because of her, so she comes first. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? Vizeh Pashut, Gam Cain. Im aviv mochel eino tzarech lechabed es eishes aviv. It's an interesting thing. A father can be mochel on his own kavod. You can tell his son, my son, you can sit in my chair, you can contradict me if you want, You can speak to me with some kind of disrespect when we learn, if you want, right? But a father can't tell his son, you don't have to respect your mother. In fact, if the couple is divorced, the child gets to choose which one he wants to respect. He should respect both of them. But if respecting one disrespects the other, the child chooses. Right? Parents shouldn't get between the children like that. Okay, but still. But here's the question. A father can tell his son, you don't have to respect your stepmother, even while I'm alive. You know what he says? You see it? Rashut gam kein im aviv mochel eino tzarech lechabed es eishes aviv. You can tell her, listen, you don't have to do this covered stuff for your stepmom. Okay? U'mitzvah zu noheges b'noshim gam kein. This is the bet, you see it?
Yeah.
Mitzvah zu noheges b'noshim gam kein. The havile mitzvah sasei shazman grama. In Cain, no heges b'chol yishe Yisrael chutz mecheres shod v'kad. So it's a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman grama. It's not a time-bound mitzvah. It's 24/7, 365. But the chiddush is that because we say yesh reshus acherim aleha, she has other obligations. And by the way, women shouldn't be like feel disrespected by this. It's the biggest compliment. It shows that. That this Mishnah considers that whatever a woman is doing is more important than what a man is doing. The man has to stop what he's doing to take care of his parents. The woman doesn't. The man has to stop what he's doing to sit in the sukkah, shake a little of an ice stroke, and put on talis and tefillin. The woman doesn't. Right? Okay, Now, the chinuch gets off into a little tangent about someone whose father is Jewish and his mother is not Jewish. Does that child have the mitzvah of honoring his parents? What do you think?
He's not Jewish, is he?
Yeah, but he wants to convert. He converts, becomes Jewish. So now he wants to know, do I have the mitzvah of being mechabed my father? So I've done a lot. Most of my conversions over the years have been just this case.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they were raised with some Judaism, or they were told in the shul they went to, the conservative reform shul, that everyone considers you Jewish, but then they find out that it's not true. So the halacha actually considers that this child is not halachically, maybe menschlichkeit or just in terms of human relations and courtesy, you should respect this man, but they're not connected halachically in terms of the mitzvah of kibud av va'im. Okay, not only that, this man does not fulfill the mitzvah of peruvu with this child.
Mean the Jewish father.
Right. He has not fulfilled the mitzvah of kibud av va'im. This to be with a Jewish mother. I have a child converted. No, that's separate from you.
Right. It wouldn't restore the severed relationship. I mean, the Tegeris is actually a severed relationship.
Yeah, it makes a new identity.
Right. Jewish. Said Jewish father, not Jewish mother, and the child converts. There's no mitzvah.
The child is not halachically related to that father.
Uh huh. Wow.
Now it could be that we have to be very careful and tread carefully on these things. If someone converts and they don't love their parents any less, and you tell them you must continue to honor your parents. And they want to mourn if that parent dies. But there's some areas where, we will advise them not to rip a garment, because altashchis. We'll advise them not to hold aninus. because aninus, you're not going to make brachas, you're not going to wear tefillin, you're not going to wear tzitzit, you're not going to make mitzvahs. But if they insist on sitting shiva, you know, I can't. It's very difficult to tell them not to. They need to take more off work and they're sitting on the floor. What are they doing? You know what I'm saying? Okay, so. But there's more to say about that. I'm just saying there's a lot of dynamics in this area. Okay, but the fact is we do paskin in Eben Ezer. It's a machlokas Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish on this very issue, right? That if a man has a child with a non-Jewish woman, a Jewish man has a child with a non-Jewish woman, right? And then he marries a Jewish woman and has children. That first child of the Jewish woman is, if it's a boy, is his bechor. He gets a double portion. That older child, even if he converts, is not his bechor. Okay, everyone clear? Okay.
I can see why I have to really move delicately in this area because it could really cause a pill or chem.
Very careful with. So you saw that I can sort of try to deal with, you know, the Kriya aspect. Because there's a Baltashkas element and the Aninus aspect. But Avelus is in the heart. And you know, it's hard to tell someone, you know what I'm saying?
No, if they didn't, it would look really bad. The father was Jewish.
I'm very, very machped to tell them that you must continue to honor them. Anyone to say, look what happens. You become Jewish, now you...
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's enough of a, but most of the world today, like you tell them, I always ask them, how do your parents feel about this? Especially if they're rather young, they say, oh, they're so supportive. They see how happy I am. Let me tell you a new trend. This is about a good 10 people like this, is that the parents, after seeing how happy the child becomes, wants to convert also.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's
incredible. Incredible. Seen quite a few of those over the years.
Wow.
Right? In fact, you know, Rafi Murphy's mother is converting now.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Right? You know him? You know Rafi, right, John? You know,
of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's incredible.
Good guy.
Yeah. His mother just saw how thrilled he is, and she's really staggering away. Okay, so let's take a look at the on Daf Kuf Pei Daled in page 2. It says in Gimel, the mitzvah says say he kichol mitzvah shabbat Torah le'inyan tshuva, the tshuva mechaperet. What do we mean? Mikol makom ani mesupak lefi hamavur b'Rambam perek beis mihilchos tshuva lachates uvishas yuma daf pehei amud beis da'avero shebein adam lechavero lo mahani tshuva v'lo yamo kipurim ad sheirat says chavero. Im kan the mitzvah zu shall kibud de have dehu nosaf the gzeres hakasav hu the nosaf al kibud al kol hadam. It's a mitzvah to mechabed every human being. It's a mitzvah to love every human being. It's a mitzvah to treat everybody fairly. So what's the extra mitzvah for parents? Right. So the acher ein iser ela letzara. Torah says don't give any pain to any person. Don't do to them what you don't want to have done to you. Right? The kan mitzvah l'chabdo. Here it's a mitzvah to do positive things for them. Im lo kibdu, efshar dihirak mitzvah samakom baruchu, v'lo ben adam l'chabero. The ben adam l'chabero, eino ela b'mashehu shavu l'choladam. Avol kan hu rak ba'avi v'imo, im kain eino ela k'mitzvah sheben adam l'makom baruchu. It's a big chiddush. And I don't know why he doesn't use such an obvious point that's available to anyone in practically every shul across the country to show that the mitzvah's kibud av aim is ben adam l'makom, which is, what am I saying?
It's on the right side of the
Yeseres HaDibros. It's on the ben adam l'makom side. What's his chiddush? Is that while we have to go to every person before Yom Kippur and ask them for personal mechila, because God's not going to forgive us for what we did to someone else, right? We should try to be specific, right?
Right.
The Chinuch is suggesting here And his conclusion is, Odilma Kivin Shashem is Barach, Siva Zil Mitzvah Ben Adam Lachavero, Have Ben Adam Lachavero, Velo Mahani Chuva Imlo, Sheyurz Shiratse Esavivi Imo. He leaves it as a tzarachiyun. He doesn't know. He says that I'm not sure if Kibud Av Va'Em is a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero or a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. What's the nafkamina? Because if it's a mitzvah ben adam l'makom only, I don't have to ask my parents mechila like I have to ask the rest of the world. Because I just have to ask my parents that if I gave them tzah. Right? But if I didn't do the kibud, if I didn't do the kibud of aim, the extra things, machil, mashke, those things, that's ben adam l'makom. It's because they created you and they're like, they're like the image of God to you. As he leaves it as a tzar chiyun, and this time we should ask him. Okay. Take a look at Vav. V'im tzorach labaz beiz al mitzvah zu chomesh, mamono, kichol mitzvah sesei, L'chora kibin d'kai malon, mishal av, im kein eno tzarech. You get it? We're supposed to expend ourselves up to a certain amount in the performance of positive commandments. And the chinuch says we do not have to do that for parents. Because we paskin, mishal av, which means that when we do support them, it's not from our own pocket. We're going to inherit them soon. But it's from their resources. So there's no din of chomesh for parents.
But you're allowed to spend their money in excess of chomesh?
Yeah, you spend their money for them. You don't have to use your own expenses to support
them. No, I understand that, but doesn't either ask them if it's okay to do it?
No. When it says chomesh is that, you know, in the performance of any mitzvah, let's say, for a Luv and Esrog, for menorah, for whatever it is, We don't have to expend ourselves our own chomesh, but for parents there's no such din at all. We don't have to expend ourselves for anything for them, right?
Well, that isn't that where you use their assets,
right? Yeah.
Right, but is there a limit on what he can use? The son can use the assets. How much he can spend?
And what his discretion is, I'm doing this for kibud av va'em. What the Gemara says not to do is for the parent to say, I don't want to spend my money, and the child doesn't have to spend his money, so let's go to the kupas ha'ir. We'll get stuck up from the community. Don't do that. Consider the big ayin hara to use community funds for parents. If they don't have the money, then of course, well, you know, we can't do that. No, but that here's the rub. Unless the child is independently wealthy. Here's the rub. If the parent has no money at all, should the child expend his own money before going to the community chest? So the answer to that is the child does not have to spend his own money.
Right? But the community has to support the parents.
So it depends. Yeah, again, this is now depending on the things the community raises money for. The community has different elements. If there's a tomchei Shabbos, right? You know, if sometimes it's a big shander to take, you know, for some people. But no, Adarabba. Why? It's tomchei Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to give out. And if someone says, listen, my parents need the tomchei Shabbos. They need the need the help. They have no money to buy food. Right? When the Gemara says if the child has vast wealth, then the child should pay. There's no shear in the Gemara for that. But the poskim speak about more specifics about when the child has to expend himself. Mm-hmm. But he says that the halacha is mishal av. Now there's a famous Maharik that says mishal bein, but we don't pass in that one. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's the Michelle Av. Okay, the next mitzvah is do not take a human life. But it's listed as do not murder a human life. Lo tirtzach. We're going to have some very interesting chakiros in this with regards to Yareg Bal Yavor. And I look forward to that. But I am sorry to tell you that the next Minchas Chinuch Shiur will be in 2 weeks because I have a wedding this coming Monday night. I'm thinking I might be able to Zoom at 9:15 from the wedding, but I have to stay there for permission. But I'd rather not test it.
Why does it say, why is it entitled Shalala Rogue instead of Shalala Ksach?
Yeah, it's a pella. It's part of what we'll discuss. Yeah, because Harog and Lutzoach are two very different things.
Yes, yeah.
All right, Hevra.
Okay.
Time always flies right by. All the best, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Stay well.
All to regards.
To John, Zach, Jesse, Alan.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Charlie. Bye-bye, Jesse.